Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the condition of the hooves in their herds. As you look at your animals today, you might want to be thinking about the effects of heat stress and what impact that might have had on the hooves of your animals. Because of the growth characteristics of the hoof and the sole, a lot of times these problems really don't show up until about 60 to 90 days later. Now, as you all know, if we do not take care of these hoof issues quickly, they have two main negative effects on our herd. Number one, it's going to reduce milk production. Many times, hoof issues can cost us anywhere from 5 to 7 pounds average per cow per day. Second major impact is delayed breeding. When this occurs in early lactation cows, it's very, very detrimental to getting her bred back on time. So, what do we suggest that you do to combat this? Well, number one, pay careful attention to the hoof health. Obviously, do some lameness scoring in your herd, locomotion scoring to try to determine whether or not you're having some issues with some of those fresh cows. Be particularly concerned about those animals that freshened in October, maybe late September, and then even into the mid part of November. Make sure you watch those animals carefully as they progress in lactation. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to be vigilant as they look for lameness in their dairy herd this fall, and especially those animals that freshen from mid-September through mid-November.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.